Proclamation number 7033 of 4th of February, 1958. Most important grace of the work of redemption, strengthening of the will. You always have an inexhaustible source of grace in Jesus Christ, who acquired grace for you without measure through his death on the cross. What you are not able to do because of your own weakness will be easy for you when you draw on the treasure of grace, to which everyone has access, from which everyone can supply himself as needed. So if you lack strength, earthly and also spiritually, the way to Jesus Christ is always open to you, to ask him to strengthen your strength and to direct your will in such a way that you also utilize this strength according to his will. And his will is that you always remember his death on the cross, which he endured for you and your guilt of sin. His will is that you follow him in the guidance of your way of life, that you therefore make use of the graces of his work of redemption in order to be able to lead a life in love. That you constantly ask him for strengthening of your will and supply of strength to do justice to his divine will. He has acquired graces without measure for all people through his death on the cross, but these graces must be requested, and therefore he himself must be acknowledged as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, in whom the eternal love embedded himself in order to help you people, to free you from your enemy, which you would not be able to do without the help of Jesus Christ, without his grant of grace. Because you are weak, lightless beings, for the sake of this weakness of yours God accomplished the work of mercy and thereby turned an abundance of grace towards you, which all people can claim. The adversary of God wants to keep you in weakness, and alone you are not able to break away from him. But if you request the help of Jesus Christ, he can provide you with strength for the sake of his death on the cross, he can give you something. But you must ask for and gratefully accept this delicious gift if it is to become effective for you. For you cannot be redeemed abruptly if the will to become free from the fetters of the adversary does not awaken in you. But your will be stimulated again and again by receiving knowledge of Jesus' great work of love and mercy. By becoming aware of your own weakness very often, by being shown a way to master this weakness. This is also an undeserved grace of God, which you should take into account, because you cannot be led to Jesus Christ by force, you have to go the way by your own free will. But you will not regret it once you have been touched by the power of grace and your gaze and your desire turn to him again and again, who wants to and can help you as long as you are of the same will. The fountain of grace is inexhaustible, and who has only once addressed the request to Jesus Christ to help him, he will experience his help in so many ways, the currents of grace will touch him again and again, and his will become stronger and stronger to let Jesus Christ redeem him from death and sin, from the jailer who held his soul captive for endless times. You humans are completely devoid of any power for eternities, but as humans you possess the power of life, which alone would not be enough to set you free from God's adversary. But this life force enables you to direct your thoughts and steps to Jesus Christ, and it also enables you to perform works of love according to his divine will. But you first need a strengthening of your will, which the opponent of God still keeps bound. And this strengthening of will is one of the most important graces of the work of redemption, and if you desire it you will receive it, and you will truly be able to fulfill your purpose of life on earth. But without the help of Jesus Christ you will remain weak and in bondage to God's adversary. The graces of the work of redemption must be claimed, If man wants to become free from his power and return to him from whom he once took his origin. Amen.